You're listening to Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M.
And with all the events that have been going on in this city, we didn't even have a chance to catch up yesterday on the program about what we got up to during our break. We had a couple of weeks off, and this team, I know they work hard, but they play even harder. MG, give us a bit of an update. What were you up to, buddy?
Well, of course, we broke on the Good Friday, and Maverick played the night before that, so we didn't have a chance to talk about his game.
So talk us through that. You were at the game. There were 90 of your family and friends there. I'm going to take a punt here and said you had a couple.
Well, we did have, we had a couple. We met at the Pioneer Tavern at 5 p.m. Two buses took 100 of us down to the game. We all had, my oldest son and oldest daughter were really good. They made got shirts made up, got the buses, got tickets organised. So, yeah, when he ran on, met Mickey at about 10 minutes into the second half, and he went solid, mate. He went, he'd done his job, and
that's great.
I'm very proud of him. And then I remember, like, at the end of the game, I'd had a few, and the awaiting media were trying to have a chat to me. I went, A, I don't want to talk to him because I've had a few, but B, it's not about me. It's about the young boy. Let's talk to him. So I was doing a wee in the toilet, and a technician from Triple M come up with headphones and a microphone. I said, "What? Where do you want to put them on? What's going on? Can't you see I'm busy?"
It's a time and place.
Oh, I said, "Not now, brother. Come on."
the classic, the Ural interviews. Yeah. That's right.
Make it go.
That's what we need. Well, that's Triple M. Get the story.
Yes.
However, whatever it takes to get it across. And I remember we spoke about Mav, and he was saying he just didn't want to do anything silly, or he didn't want to be the guy who let the tackle through and did it. And what was his afterwards? Was it relief, happiness, joy? What was the overriding sentiment
for
him?
All of the above, mate. All of the above. They had a good victory against the Roosters, which, you know, the Roosters are a good team, without Nathan Cleary, which is another big tick.
Yeah.
So Nathan's injury obviously was impacting the team. But, yeah, Mav didn't miss that tackle. He didn't make any mistakes. So, and the good thing about it is he went back into the lower grade the week after against Manly and had a great game. So,
They missed him there because Manly pulled your pants down.
Yes, they did.
I'm afraid in that encounter, you might want to. That would have been a hall of mirrors job for the Panthers, I would have thought.
Yes, they were ready for it, Manly, but because they lost the week before, and it's, you know.
It was a big occasion too
for
them. And I should point out, Storm won. Bang!
Boom. Yes!
All right, now the juicy bits. We've heard MG. And by the way, we've only tip of the iceberg stuff with MG. I know he's got a movie review coming up for us. You saw Roadhouse?
Yes. Very
which was originally one of your favourite movies, wasn't it?
That's my top three of all time. This is my bottom three, this one.
Hey! I love it when you unload on a film. So stay tuned for that. We cannot wait. In the meantime, all right, buckle up, everyone. What'd you get up to, girls? We'll start with you, Kat.
I don't say if you've noticed, I put on a couple of kilos in 2 weeks
because
I
noticed.
Really had a great time. I caught up with friends.
Hang on. Don't bite here, MJ.
No. I moved on quickly to save you from yourselves.
Kat, I did not notice.
Thank
you. I thought you look wonderful and radiant.
Well
said. Healthier than ever.
Yeah. Yay!
Thank you so much.
So what did you do? You had a crack, did you?
Good girl.
Because it was a staycation, so I was at home, cracked open a few bottles of red with girlfriends, went on a few dates, and then had a staycation in Manly with my family for Dad's 80th. I really settled in for 2 weeks.
Good girl.
Couple of dates.
Hey, your Dad's 80th. Congrats. How did all that unfold?
It was great. I organised it, so we had two nights at a hotel in Manly, and then we'd literally just went to the Skiff Club, which didn't let Pink in, so the lecture I gave everyone, I said, if you don't show up with your IDs,
look out.
I'm going to have a drink in there, so my brothers were terrified. Yeah. So.
Did it come up at all there? Because I wouldn't be able to help myself. No. I'd be making a few jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a crack with the bartender. I did have a bit of a crack with the bartender and went, I guess you wouldn't have seen Pink here. It's to serve her a drink.
Let the games begin.
Yeah, it's so not acknowledged, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Tash, What did you do?
My eldest son got his P's. Yay! And I'm closer to God because I've never had said so many prayers sitting next to him, and he keeps on saying, why are you hanging on to the door handle so much? And I got a head injury from our bedhead. What happened there?
What happened? Okay, I'm going to have to ask.
Where's Glenn?
Hey, Glenn, well done, big fella. That's a great review.
Five stars.
It's as
chilling
good
fire.
As it gets. As good as it gets.
I hate to disappoint you.
No, don't say any more.
Do you want me to ruin it for you?
Tell us what happened.
I love painting, so I'd removed the bed head, which isn't fixed to our mattress, and I was painting our feature wall behind the bed head, and the bed head fell on top of me and knocked me out. So I had to go and have
HIA.
Yeah, HIA. I was sent off the field.
I like the first story better.
Wow. Yeah, Glenn said I was best on field, though.
You'll be going to bed tonight wearing a stack hat. Is what you'll be doing. And can I just ask before we move on, what are you like as a learner instructor? Are you flighty? You'd be chatty still, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
My nickname is eBay because I've taken so many hits. And when I took him in the car, so many car accidents, and when I took him to the RMS, I entered the car park in the exit.
What
a wonderful example.
Yeah, perfect.
There you are. Well done, everybody.